from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our friend Mr. Neil Greenberg joins us every Wednesday. Greenberg, what up, man?
I'm doing great. How are you two doing?
I'm good. JP's on some drugs.
Nah, just a regular day, dude.
He's doing the Ozzy.
What was Ozzy's drug of choice, Greenberg?
Drugs.
I'm sorry?
All of them.
What was Ozzy's drug of choice?
All of them.
In his day?
D, all the above.
Jeff's going to flip out. I think I just accidentally closed the stream.
Oh, you did turn yourself off.
Yeah. We just talked about this a little bit. Looking at the odds for Jaden Daniels to win Rookie of the Year, you got to like his chances, right? Like, I get Caleb's ahead of him, maybe Marvin Harrison, but how do you feel about a wager on Jaden to put it together?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly interesting. There probably won't be a quarterback competition, so Jaden Daniels should be able to at least be the starting quarterback of the team. That's probably the first hurdle. And then the second hurdle, obviously, is performance. I think if Washington outperforms expectations, and that's probably like 8, 9 or more wins, and he's the starter, and he's good, right? Like, not average quarterback, but he's actually good, then I think he would definitely get consideration for the award. These awards that are open to all positions are typically won by quarterbacks because they're so important to the football team. I think it's, we've talked about this a lot, right? Like, the upside for Washington, no one really knows how high it can go because we don't know how much all the new pieces from top to bottom are going to fit. But absolutely, I mean, the downside is pretty mitigated. But when you're looking at, trying to take advantage of risk-reward, I mean, him winning the Rookie of the Year would certainly qualify.
Of all the new pieces they've got, Greenberg, and there's a bunch of them, but we'll stick offensively just kind of because the stats are easier to generate. But Ertz, Eckler, you had Luke McCaffrey. Of all the new things going on, obviously Jaden's new. You're going to have a rebuild offensive line. What are you most confident will work for Washington?
I think Eckler will work. He appears to me to be a smart guy. I've watched him on a podcast before. He knows his role. He's happy with his role. He wants to be the best in his role. I think the coaching staff knows what he brings to the table. And I think as like a change of pace back, being able to rush the football, catch the football, do a lot of things that can cause the defense to have to second-guess themselves, that to me is probably the element that I'm most excited about seeing because I think that also has a lot of upside. I mean, he's only a couple years removed from having a lot of touchdowns. What was it, like
20-something?
So I understand the running back position. You know, there's a steep decline curve, and I get all that. But for what Eckler's being asked to do, I think is very well within, obviously his skill set, but also the upside, I think, is very large there.
But a lot of that running back drop-off, like you see a guy carry the ball 320 times, then they give it to him 225. Part of it is them not giving it to him anymore, don't you think?
You're right, and that probably does him a favor, right? Because it's that mileage that really takes a toll. I mean, look, I'm not telling you anything new, but, you know, I mean, when you carry the ball 300 times, you know, that's almost like 300 mini car crashes you're in, right, with the with how hard people hit you and tackle you, et cetera. You know, that's going to that's wear and tear. So I know he's had an injury history, and I get that, but a lot of football players do. So I think that, you know, him having not having such a high workload in the recent past probably helps him a little bit here.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. You can follow him at N Greenberg. Read his work. Check out his weird obsession with like odd fighting comic book game cards.
I don't Neanderthal even know what that eating habits. Is. That's my new rabbit hole.
Like what?
They apparently had much more sophisticated tools than we thought, and especially like
you're talking about actual Neanderthals and what?
Yeah, like their flint knives and stuff. Oh, they were like hunting lions with spears and stuff.
I am out on that conversation. I thought you meant like you started eating raw chicken or something.
No. Like actual Neanderthals. It's pretty fascinating stuff they're finding.
Sure it is. But so, dude, I want to ask you about two people because we could chart whether it's a self-fulfilling prophecy to Brian's point that the modern NFL has just started phasing out running backs when they get to like 28, 30 years old so that in turn their stats are worse, or whether maybe some of the theory behind it is valid that the numbers fall off, right? Like that's a chicken and egg, I'd argue. What do you think about a guy like Zach Ertz, who has missed some time? But, dude, when you watch him out here, he looks great. He looks really good, and he's openly talked about having a chip on his shoulder to prove to the NFL that, yeah, man, I missed a little time, but I can still go.
Yeah, I think it's up to the coaching staff to make sure that he's available for games, right? And you know, that's really been his biggest challenge early in his career, you know, towards the later part of his career. But like you said, when he's on the field, he obviously, you know, is a factor and has to be accounted for. And I guess that's all what I'm talking about, like with this whole thing. Like, nobody knows how this is all going to work. And, you know, what if Jaden Daniels can throw the ball and is a dual threat? And what if Austin Eckler's, you know, lack of mileage really does, you know, prevent the decline curve from happening? And what if Zach Ertz, who, by the way, has some familiarity with his coaching staff, is able to capture just, like, a little bit of the magic that he's had before. And then you talk about McCaffrey, and then, obviously, McLaurin. I mean, like, there's just so many things on offense that have upside. And, you know, we've already seen the downside in the NFL is only, like, two or three wins, right? Like, even, like, the worst teams that generally win that many games, that's not too far off where Washington was last year. I really do think that the upside is something that needs to be focused on much more, because I think we've already kind of seen the floor of this team over the past couple of years.
Yeah, and dude, it's not like, yo, every question mark is not going to fall in an affirmative answer, right? Like every single thing is not going to be, yeah, it worked out great. Like that's just not how the world works. It's not how pro football works. But I think if a few of them break the right way, all of a sudden you're really onto something. And I think with Jaden and with Cliff's success building that offense for Kyler Murray, I just think there's so much for Commanders fans to be excited about. Help me out with this. I'm guessing you saw it. I wrote a story last week about just some trends and some stats to be encouraged about. And I think the notion of Cliff Kingsbury running the air raid offense, he takes a little bit of umbrage with it. And looking at the numbers, I understand it. Like, his offenses are pretty balanced, and some of that is relying on quarterbacks running the ball. But what do you think of a Kingsbury offense?
I think it could be very good, and I think that if he's going to be focusing solely on the offense, that's probably best for everybody involved. I do agree with you. I mean, he was kind of, you know, mislabeled coming out of college, and everyone thought they knew what they were getting. but I do think that he has the pieces here where he can be very creative. And that's, you know, that's really the key to today's NFL, is make the defense either doubt themselves or confuse them enough, even for like a split second, where you can create some open plays. And that brings me back to my point before, which was, you know, the people that are going to be open are McLaurin, Ertz, McCaffrey, you know, like those are the guys, Eckler, like those are the guys that are playmakers or could be playmakers. So, you know, I don't think, to your point, like everything is going to be great, but it could be. And it doesn't take a lot, especially at the quarterback position. Even a small improvement to where they get average quarterbacking could very well be the difference for this team if other key pieces start to work, right? I mean, like if the defense plays better, if Johnny Newton's left foot really is okay and he comes back ahead of schedule and is, you know, performs. And I mean, like, there's just so many things on this team that are unknowns. It just seems like it has a lot more chances to go right than it does to go horribly wrong.
Thank you for the time, Greenberg. We always appreciate you, pal.
All right, watch out for flies.
All right.
You don't have to watch out if I'm around. I hunt them. I kill them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.